Good morning, good morning, leaders of faith listeners. This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and welcome to your early morning cup of bread. Now, we know that man cannot live by bread alone, but this segment is meant to inspire, encourage, motivate, and wake you up to what Christ is calling you to do. Welcome. Hey, get inspired. Be sure to order the book Not Hopeless by speaker, author, and pastor Michael Bailey. Not Hopeless is a true story about hope, inspiration, encouragement, and God's love. Be sure to order the book Not Hopeless at nothopeless.net. That's nothopeless.net. Hey, how's everybody doing? Today I want to talk about trust the kingdom system. So I've been doing the 31-day Proverbs challenge, and this is what I got out of day 7. So we must listen to and trust what God is saying and go by His word only, embracing wisdom and understanding. Now, Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all our ways, and He shall direct our paths." Trust the kingdom system. You see, God is a jealous God, and He wants us to only depend on Him, serve Him, and glorify Him, not the systems of this world. Psalms 118:8 says that it is better to trust the Lord than to put confidence in man. And Psalms 118:9 says, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes." Amen. So it is better to trust in the Lord than to put your confidence in the systems of this world. When you put your faith in the systems of this world and all this pleasure that it offers you, that very system can let you down. It will let you down, and that will cause you to have stress, unbelief, start bad habits, get you into sin, destruction, and eventually death. So why not trust the kingdom system? Let's look at Psalms 24:1. It says, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein." So look at it like this. God owns everything, and us included. God directs our paths. So all we have to do is put our trust in Him. He owns everything. He created us from the foundations of the world, and He created the entire universe. Why not trust in Him? He knows the secret places. He knows where we should go and where we should not go. Folks, we must put our trust in the Lord and trust the kingdom system. I hope this helps you. I hope this blesses you. Have a good and great day. Be blessed. Amen. Hey, if you desire to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins and save me from eternal separation from God. By faith, I accept your work and death on the cross as sufficient payment for my sins. I ask that you come into my life and make me whole again. Thank you for providing the way for me to know you and to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. Through faith in you, I have eternal life. Thank you also for hearing my prayers and loving me unconditionally. Please give me the strength, wisdom, and determination to walk in the center of your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you just said that prayer with me, congratulations on being born again and welcome into the kingdom of God. If you don't have a church home, be sure to get into a Bible-believing church. Once again, congratulations for being born again. Continue to read His word, get guidance, and be blessed. Hey, get inspired, motivated, and empowered through the Word of God. Tune into the Leaders of Faith show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your host, Pastor Michael Bailey. Go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and download the Leaders of Faith show. Thanks for listening. Hey, if you need any type of special prayer, be sure to contact us by email, prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org.